ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चंस इज व्हाट डू वी अंडरस्टैंड बाय गॉड। इट हैज बीन सेड, अ लॉट हैज बीन सेड इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स, इन द उपनिषद्स, इन द भगवद गीता, बट टू माय माइंड ऑल दैट व्हाट हैज बीन सेड needs redefinition, a new definition in the context of modern times, particularly in scientific terminology. People want to know, and it is explained also, but there is a gap between the knowledge that has been expressed in ancient times, in Sanskrit or in other languages also, and the scientific attitude of modern mind. Though it always remains impossible to define fully God beyond human capacity, even then certain things can be understood. So something I express by God's grace only about God. My brother-in-law who is in America, he delivered a discourse in New York on God. He said something important. From that angle and from other angles, I put things before you, so that you may have an idea. This is an age where people are not ready to accept anything without understanding. And it is correct. We should understand, what are we doing? What for? The word God has three letters. G-O-D. G stands for generator. O stands for operator. And D stands for destroyer. There is one infinite, unborn, conscious, eternal energy. Infinite, eternal, conscious, unborn energy. Nobody can deny it. And the experience of that energy happens in this human body only. That conscious, eternal, unborn, infinite energy is God. And this energy functions simultaneously, primarily in three capacities. Whatever is seen in the universe appears to take birth. It comes into existence. So there, God plays the role of generator, bringing into existence, generation. In Sanskrit, Brahma. Brahma is the generator. And the second function of that infinite, unborn, conscious, eternal energy is sustenance, maintenance, preservation, keeping the existence. That is Vishnu. That is the second role. And the third role is destroyer. That role, when it is of destruction, bringing to an end all the things, matter, living beings, that role is known as Mahesh. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Generator, operator. Functions in the world. Operates. And then destroyer. These are the three main functions of the one, the same. I am one man. I can become a professor. I can become a warrior. If I know something of chemistry, I can become a laboratory technician. I can become a lawyer. I am the same man, having different roles. No problem in that. In the same way, the same energy assumes primarily these three roles. Then we call them God. God the generator, God the operator, God the destroyer. These three roles are happening every moment in every living being. Cells of the body are coming into existence. Brahma is playing the part. Then cells stay for some time, if we say the word stay, because it is a process actually. But for understanding, they are there, then Vishnu, and then cells get destroyed every moment. It is in the medical science. So Mahesh is playing the part, destroyer. Those who can understand medical terminology, for them I am giving the words. There is one function, anabolism, which is chemical upbuilding of complex substances in living matter. That is known as anabolism. Then there is metabolism, which is the sum total of chemical changes of living matter. For example, what is known as metamorphosis. And then there is catabolism, which is the disruptive process of chemical change in organisms. And now this anabolism and catabolism, they are opposed to each other. Anabolism, generation; catabolism, destruction. So generation and destruction opposed to each other. Brahma and then Mahesh, and in between is Vishnu that sustains, which is known in medical terminology, metabolism. So anabolism, metabolism, catabolism, this is pure medical science. Nobody can deny it. So a person denying God, we have to call such a person ignorant. Ignorance should be removed. In ancient times, they tried to give the terminology or the words which they could. Now is the scientific age, but the essence remains the same. It can't change. It is the same always. Here we have some specialists in perhaps biosciences, biochemistry. They know it, all the three functions happening in human body every time. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all three doing. And Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are God, which is beyond all these three also, over them also, in them also. To give you an idea from this angle, so that what do I mean by God when I say? More things can be explained in scientific terminology, so that there may be clarification at the level of thought. Then you will progress better. This universal, eternal, unborn conscious energy, God, becomes personal God according to the preferences of people in different cultures. According to the emotions of the people, their personal views. So at the same time, God is impersonal also, personal also, according to different persons. The same energy assumes different roles. But they exist for those who believe in them. For those who do not believe in those categories, I said that day, everybody has to believe in self. You exist. If I ask the question, forget about God. Tell me simple thing, do you exist? You have to say yes. Because if you say no, I will see you thrown out. What are you? Ghost? Go. You have to say yes, I exist. Then my second question connected with this first is, you say you exist. Now another question is, your existence and the knowledge about existence, they are subtle things. Your existence, you are saying I exist. Tell me your existence and the knowledge or consciousness about existence, are they separate or are they one? Your existence, you say, I exist. Then I ask, the existence you are saying, I exist, and the consciousness or the understanding, awareness about the existence, are they one or different? I am helping you. Everybody has to say that they are one. Because how are you saying, I exist, without awareness or consciousness? You are conscious, only then you are saying, I exist. So, you exist as consciousness. So, in the ancient times they said that existence, consciousness, sat, chit, only the third thing they said, ananda, bliss. You say, bliss I am not having. Bliss you are not having because your mind is involved in pleasures, worldly pleasures. Pleasure and bliss, they are opposed to each other. You give up pleasure, bliss will be there. So you are a part of God in this way. Existence, consciousness and bliss. Bliss you will realize, you will experience. The more you have detachment, this all happens in this human body. Let us all utilize this opportunity, rare opportunity. Otherwise, there is bound to be frustration at the time of death.